Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Ahalas, Per Yud Aleph, Mishnah Tess. Sagt der Mishnah, Kelim, Shebein, Sifsei, Kefisha, Levein, Sifsei, Achadis. Thin Kelim that are laying. Now listen carefully. They're on top of the wall of this dos, and somehow they're laying between the edge of the wall of the Kefisha, of the Aleph basket, and the edge of the wall of this dos. Obviously, it has to be very, very thin. Let's say it's like a needle. So I have this built-in hole in my floor. Let's say it's made out of bricks or cement, whatever it is, on top of the wall. There's this needle, and on top of that, there's this basket. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, afilu even kelim that are laying underneath the wall of the dos. Even though this dos is a hole in the ground, it has walls. On the sides, it has walls underneath, actually a floor underneath. This keli is laying underneath that floor. Zak the Mishnah ad had to haim all the way down as deep as you can go to hide him. The din is tar. Now, normally, if you have a mess in the house, the tumah goes straight down. It doesn't make a difference how deep the keli may be. It's going to be tummy. What's happening over here is the basket on top connects with the walls of the dos and it becomes a separate entity, its own oil. So, in a chanami, a keli laying underneath the floor of the house that would become tummy. But here, the walls of this dos and the floor of the dos, which is underneath the basket, becomes like its own thing, its own aisle. And memela, those kelim would be saved. That is the kelim that are again, A, on top of the walls, but underneath the basket, or underneath the dus, those kelim are tar. Zakta Mishnah Vayta Tumasham, if the tum is in the dus, and the basket is on it, Abai is tummy, the house is tummy. See, when the tum is inside the dus, the kelim in the house are going to be tummy. They're not protected. Why not? I mean, after all, I have this basket on the dos. So why shouldn't I say it's a separate oil? And the tumah is enclosed in this oil. So we're going back to the aside we said beforehand. Tumah has to get out. And there's no other way for the tumah to get out, only through the house. And that's the reason that the basket can't stop the tumah from spreading into the house. So we have a din of tzamid pasl, which means an enclosed keli. An enclosed keli will save what's inside, but it can't stop the tumah that's inside from coming out. Vaitra Zaktamish. Let's get back to the case where this tumah babayis. And here we're talking about a chedus that is not covered by a basket. So kelim, the kelim that are lying, because le chedus, in the walls of the chedus, here's the halach. Im yesh bimakoyman, if in the area where those kelis are lying, you have an open space of tefach al tefach al rum tefach, tefach long, tefach wide, tefach high. Tahirim, kelim deratar, because that becomes an oil on its own. When you have a mess in the house, and there are kelim inside the wall of the dos, and you have, in that area where the keli is laying, this area of tefach by tefach, tefach long, tefach wide, tefach high, even though this dos doesn't have any cover on it at all, doesn't make a difference. That's its own oil. Over there it's protected. But v'imlav tmeim, if the kelim that are laying in the wall of the dos, in whatever pocket it's laying over there, you don't have an opening of a tefach by a tefach that's high a tefach, then the kelim are tameh. Then tameh, because it's not its own oil to protect it. Okay, now the Mishnah tells an interesting halach. This dos, which is built underneath the ground, is wider than the area of the actual house. In other words, you could be standing outside the house, and you're actually standing over the dos. Let's say the house is 10 feet long, and the dos underneath the ground is 12 feet long. It extends a tefach past the house, underneath the ground. Let's say on one side into the front yard, on the other side into the backyard. So again, the walls of the chedus are wider than that of the house. Again, what do we mean wider? We don't mean the thickness of the wall. We mean the position of the wall. It's wider underneath. It's longer underneath than the whole area of the house. So the Mishnah, benkach u'benkach. Now, wherever these kelim are laying in the walls of the chedus, whether you have an area of a tefach by tefach, high a tefach there, or whether you don't, tahirim, the kelim are going to be tar. Why? Why are they tar even if you don't have a tefach by a tefach? And the answer is pashut. The kelim that are in these side walls are not in the house. If I were to draw a straight line from where these kelim are on the wall straight up, I would be either in the front yard or the backyard. So the tum of the house does not go into it. So chazing over our Mishnah. First, we learned about the kelim, thin kelim, that are resting on the top of the walls of the dos, between the edge of the wall and the wall of the basket, as well as kelim directly underneath the dos, they are tar. But if the tum is inside the dos, then the house becomes tummy. The closed keli, this is kind of considered a closed keli. It has the basket on top. It's surrounded by walls underneath. That could protect outside tumah from coming in. It can't protect inside tumah from coming out. Now, stamas, let's say we have a chedus that doesn't have a basket on top, and you have tumah in the house. Kelim that are on the walls of the chedus, there's some kind of a crack in the walls, and there are kelim there. So in that crack, or that opening where the keli is, how big is that area? If you have a space of a square tefach, and it's a tefach high, that's an oil on its own and it's tar. But if you don't have those measurements, if it's less than that, those kelim are going to be tummy. This is not considered an oil on its own. So again, if the tum is in the house and you have kelim in the walls of the dos, but you don't have an area of a tefach by a tefach where those kelim are laying, I need three measurements of a tefach. Tefach long, tefach wide, tefach high. It's not an oil on its own, and the tum of the house goes into that area. However, if you do have an area of a tefach by a tefach, and high a tefach, it's an oil for its own, and it's tar. And finally, the last case of the Mishnah was that if this dos underneath the house actually runs wider than the house itself, which means that there's a keli in the wall of the dos, it's outside of the house, then the din is, if there's tum in the house, kelim in those walls, whether you do have a tefach al tefach or not, are going to be tar.